Guys, before we get started, I'm going to do something I've never done before, but I have to do this because it is important. Peter K., if you have recently donated to me on my PayPal, please check your donation. I think you missed a decimal in there. And I always do this at the end of my videos to thank you guys and when you support me and everything, but this is important. So Peter, if you donated, Peter K., if you donated something to me on PayPal, check, you missed a decimal, I think. Because normally you guys donate enough to buy a cold one, you know, maybe a cold beer or two. You donated enough to let me buy a beer truck. And I can't in good faith do anything with this until I hear from you so I can either return it to you or we can donate it or do something. So please email me at beingthebestbachelor@gmail.com. Back to our regularly scheduled program. Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, we're going to talk about marriage rates. They've dropped again. And believe it or not, the divorce rate is not at the all-time low, or it's very low. But there's a twist to it. There's a fewer number of people getting divorced because, shockingly, fewer number of people are getting married. And why is this a win for men? Because it means men are getting smart to the game. They know that marriage isn't bringing enough to the table for them, and they're opting out. So let's jump right into it. I have a couple of other fun posts here. The first one, I want to cover this. This is real quick, but Johnny is getting his full salary for the Fantastic Beasts 3. After his forced exit, he filmed just one scene, and his eight-figure salary is more than the payday for co-stars Eddie Redmayne and Jude Law. So he showed up, he did a day or two of shooting, one scene, they're like, hey, you gotta go, and he's like, pay me, because apparently it's in his contract, as it is with many, I guess, popular actors that have a little bit of control of their salaries, and they can demand a little bit more. He said, hey, if I show up and I film even one scene, I get paid my full salary. So he got paid his full bump. Now, granted, he's got a lot more to go through. He's got other issues, but at least his last payday was for a very easy day. Probably mathematically, that works out to like $1.5 million an hour. So let's not feel too bad for Johnny this moment. I'm sure he'll get his day in court. So the next thing, I'm going to do this every day now. I've just decided, you know what? There are so many of these. I want to toss one in every video. It's going to be my Tinder dating profile from hell for tonight. And this is from, now I didn't mask any of this out because this obviously isn't her real name. This is from Brioni 40. Looking for a one-night threesome. I'm married with kids and 40 years old, but I need to do this. Cannot post photos for fear of discovery. Gentlemen, if you have a 40-year-old wife somewhere where they measure in kilometers versus miles, and she's 40, be aware. All right, on to the main story here. So the U.S. divorce rate has hit a 50-year low, and you might think, wow, what great news. Maybe there's an opportunity for me to get married and stay happily married. For every 1,000 marriages in the last year, only 14.9 ended in divorce, the lowest rate in 50 years. Now, if you look at that, that doesn't sound like a very high percentage until you do the math on all marriages ending, and that percentage is like close to 50%. The U.S. marriage rate fell or just hit an all-time low in 2019. And it says it's been falling fast in recent years, and it just hit a record low in 2019. For every 1,000 marriages in the last year, only 14.9 ended in divorce, according to the released American Community Survey data from the Census Bureau. This is the lowest rate we've seen in 50 years. It's even slightly lower than in 1970, when 15 marriages ended per divorce per 1,000 marriages. So you might say, hey, good news. If you're a guy, you got good chances of staying married, but not so much because I have this chart. This, interestingly, is from a different study, and the two don't jibe up. The numbers are slightly different, but this goes back all the way back to, I think, 1870, 1868 when they started recording this. And you can see on the graphic here that marriage or divorce is, yes, at the lowest rate that it's been at since about 1970. So, and that's when the no-fault divorce laws came into effect. So, yes, it is at a low for the last 50 years. However, marriage is at an all-time low. Marriage is lower than it's been ever, including the Great Depression. It is down to about 7. So even though in the other report, 15% or 15 out of 1,000 are getting divorced, only about 7 out of 1,000 are getting married if you use their numbers. Here, if you use these numbers, divorce is around, I guess it looks like 3.5% people out of 1,000. However, about 7 are not getting, 7 out of 1,000 are getting married. In other words, the divorce rate on this chart is 50%. No shocking. 3.5 divorces per 7 marriages. That sounds about right. But looking at this, if it's at an all-time low for marriage. So yes, while less people are getting divorced now, we are at the lowest number of people married ever. That's why the divorce rates look so good. If you look at them in the past, the only time they were really higher was from the 70s through I guess 2010, something like that. But marriages were way up at that point. So less men are getting married. And I call this a win because it means guys are getting smart to the game. They understand, hey, if I get married and something happens, it's against me, I'm going to lose. And they're not into that. And that means that is a win for men. Now, overall, is it a loss for society? Yeah. Is it a loss for men? Yeah. I mean, if they could get married and stay married, I'd say that it would maybe be good to get married and have a family if that was your dream. But it isn't. It's not a good deal anymore. So I'm going to read this article. This is just written, I think, today by Juliana Stewart. This is just a couple days old. Millions of men no longer want to get married, and you can thank the government for that. And I thought this was an interesting take on it. It says marriage is on the decline, and it's a scary thought. Scary for you ladies, not for us guys. Imagine dating a man for years, cohabitating, and giving the relationship your all without him ever having to put a ring on it. No matrimony, no wedding dress, and no big celebration with family and friends. What about the thought of having children without marriage? Now, see, the way that she writes that, it makes it sound like this is guys' choices. But it's not. This is what the women want. Women don't want to settle down. Women don't want to tie the knot. They want to use their fun years. And I have an interview on another article that I'm going to read. They want to use their fun years to have their fun. And then when they're kind of, I mean, it's guys are kind of thinking that women are coming to them secondhand. Now, secondhand meaning that it's... You could look at it two ways. Number one, secondhand, because she's been with other men and she's in the used market. But let's face it, most of us that get married or have gotten married or do long-term relationships, a lot of them fail. So you're never showing up fresh as a daisy and saying, hey, I've never been with anybody else. You can have me first time. Let's face it, that's very, very, very rare. And even in the cases where that happens, a lot of the women are like, but I never got to experience what it's like to be other people, and I'd like to figure that out. So let's face it, that's kind of a pipe dream at this point. What I mean by the second market is that guys are saying, look, when you were cute and you were young and you were fun and you were energetic and having all these good times, that's when I wanted to date you. But you went off with the good-looking guys and the athletic guys and the popular guys. In the meantime, I was working hard on getting my degree or becoming intelligent or starting my own business or getting my apprenticeship done so I could have a good career. And then once my life is finally together, that's when you're showing up and saying, hey, and men are like, no, because I missed you at your best, and now you want to come to me when I'm at my best because my life is going well. So she continues on, it's fine if you don't believe in marriage, but the rest of us do. Most women look forward to tying the knot with a man of their dreams, but what will happen if millions of men refuse to get married? This is what's currently happening in America and many other parts of the world. Historically low marriage rates in America. U.S. News reported that marriage rates reached a historic low in 2018 with only 6.5 people out of 1,000 getting married, the lowest level in 118 years. Philip Cohen, a sociology professor at the University of Maryland, says women's independence and gender equality is a huge factor in the long-term decline in marriage. Let me read that again. Women's independence and their equality. It's the women that are making this decision. See, if a woman showed up and she said, you know what, I got my degree. I've been in a couple relationships. They didn't work out, but I'm interested. I'm 23 or I'm 25 or even I'm 26, 27, and I want to have a long-term relationship and a family, and I've made good choices in my life, and I'm interested in marriage. Let's do it. Men would be more open to this. And then, of course, the court laws, but we'll get into that in a second. But what's happening is women are like, hey, 40 is the new 30, man. I can party and I can have fun and I can freeze some eggs. And this is a thing. This is literally a thing. It's not me just saying this. And women are going later and later and later, just casually dating and having their fun. Then when it's time for family, they're like, okay, I got to find a guy or I need to find a donor. I need to get those eggs unfrozen. Time to have a family and I'm only 42. Well, a lot of guys are saying, look, if we have kids or if you come to the deal with kids already, I'm out. Or they're saying, look, you want kids now, I'm 40. Or if she's a little bit younger than the guy is, he's 45, 48. He's like, man, by the time the kids are 20, I'll be 68, almost 70 years old. Not interested. Like, I wanted to have the kids younger. And by the time a guy gets through his 20s, maybe into his 30s, and starts living as a bachelor, starts making his money as a bachelor, he's had a long time of thinking of himself as a me and not a we. And before you know it, he's like, hey, you know what? This isn't too bad a deal. Maybe I don't get the kids and the wife and the white picket fence like I thought, but I'm pretty happy as it is, and I get to do what I want. She continues on, there's also been a rise in the men's rights groups, such as Guys Going Their Own Way and the Manosphere, where men in droves complain about women's unfair treatment in relationships and family courts. They're tired of being browbeaten by women and the gender bias laws against men. For this reason, millions of men are opting out of marriage altogether. And we talk about those laws and we talk about how society talks poorly of us. And it's not that we internalize this. I've never internalized if somebody says something bad about me or society says something bad about men and patriarchy and all. I don't internalize any of that. I just don't listen to you anymore. And I'm not concerned about what you have to say. But what it does tell me is that a lot of women and a lot of society are picking this up like a sponge. They're absorbing it and they're coming to the table with kind of a poisoned mind and a bad attitude. And guys are like, I'm just not into that, man. I'm not going to put up with this. It's not going to be about a fight. We're not going to do a power struggle here. I'm not doing it your way. And the guys that are not the masculine type that women want. She continues on, men avoid marriage because it's too risky and too costly. For many men, the rewards for getting married are far less than they used to be, while the cost and dangers for it are far, far higher. Divorce rates are sky high. 45% of marriages end in divorce, depending on where you live, and women initiate 80% of them, again, depending on where you live. Ultimately, men know they could lose a lot, from losing their freedom to being financially exploited to losing custody of their children. It's common knowledge that the courts favor women over men. They're renowned for favoring women regarding the division of assets, child support, alimony, even if they aren't married. Men lose money. For example, an Ontario businessman was ordered to pay more than $50,000 a month to his girlfriend, despite neither owning a house nor having children together. They never lived together. They both had separate addresses. Under Ontario law, an unmarried couple is considered common law spouses if they have cohabitated, lived together in a conjugal relationship for at least 3 years. But here's the thing. He didn't. He never lived with her for 3 years. She maintained her house assets or her home. He maintained his. But because she spent the night over at his place and they had conjugal relations, the court decided to count that. That is exactly the opposite of cohabitating. Cohabitating literally means to live together. They never did. And I did a video on this. That's how I know so much about it. So when guys see this stuff, we're not stupid. There's a point where younger men are starting to see this. Younger men are seeing their uncles, their older brothers, their fathers, society. Guys are wisening up to this. Now, the ones that still think they can do it, oftentimes fail, and they show up here. And they're like, man, it happened to me too. I was one of those old-fashioned guys that I thought I could make it work. Not anymore. And so I've been like this since, 38, 37. So I was out of the market at 37, never to return. And a lot of men are doing this, but they're doing it younger. They're investing wisely. They're taking care of themselves. And they're realizing, hey, you know what? Maybe this isn't too bad. She continues on, men lose their children. In the UK, Liz Jones, a columnist at the Daily Mail, reported how she stole her ex-boyfriend's sperm to try and get pregnant but failed, and how one of her friends lied to a new boyfriend that she was on the pill. He's now in a new relationship and has to pay child support for a kid he never sees. Entrapment pregnancy, aka forced fatherhood, is a common problem in the United States too. Many men feel paying support for a child they didn't agree to have is unfair, but the courts see it as doing what's right for the child. A woman receiving child support can also claim government assistance, which is welfare, free healthcare insurance, while the man gets nothing. In the event of a married couple divorcing, men only get custody of their children 10% of the time, but always responsible for paying child support and alimony. Not always, but it's like 98 or 99%. Many men complain that courts see the message that fathers are not essential to raising children beyond the point of paying child support. Now, what's interesting here, and I'm going to flip this to another article. She brings up good points, but this is Juliana Stewart is a female, and she's a writer, and she knows this. And more people are learning this. Women are learning this. And what happens is it's supply and demand. If a chaste woman, doesn't have to be the big V. I mean, like, never been with a man before. That's not what we're talking about. A woman that's not just completely putting herself out there with everybody and everyone and comes to the table and says, hey, if you want a long-term relationship and if you want to be with me, you have to promise to be in a relationship with me and we have to be a couple and we start this way. Guys would rather hear that than, well, I've had a ton of partners and I'm getting older now, but hey, I'm ready to settle down now. Also, you need to help me take care of my three kids, and you better be a financial support, and you better be taller than 6 feet. Men are done with that. But right now, the access to women for men across the board is cheap. Now, when I say across the board, here's what I mean. The top 20%, maybe 30% of guys, maybe even the top 10%, but the top 10, 20, 30% of men date. They have their intimacy, they have lots of romance, they have lots of women chasing after them. The other 60 or 70%, believe it or not, it is easier than ever to get a professional. And believe it or not, I have the next video that I'm going to be putting up at the same time as this one is about it may be legal in the United States to get a professional if it were up to someone in public office. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But it's becoming easier and easier. What has this done? When the supply is high, and the demand is a little bit lower because a lot of guys have gone their own way and they say, I don't care. Cheap. That's how you get a cheap product. When the supply is low and the demand is high, that's when you get an expensive product. And when the supply of women and putting themselves out there is low and it's expected that men need to marry and support these women, then the women's value is increased. But when women are like, hey, check out my OnlyFans. Here's me doing spicy videos online. I've had tons of guys that I just was with casually. They're lowering their own value. And men know this. And men do not want to purchase forever a low-priced product. Women are their own worst enemy when it comes to this case. So I'm going to jump over here to another article. And this is men not wanting to marry, a modern problem. I'm just going to touch on the beginning of this one. And then I have one last one I want to talk about quickly. Men not wanting to marry is a growing concern for women of all races in the United States. For example, up to 55% of black women never marry, along with 25% of white women. There have been numerous studies done as why these figures have been rising since 1982, when these figures were 30% black women and 10% white women, also never tying the knot. Let's take a look at some of the societal reasons marriage has been on the decline. Men are less interested in marriage than ever before. Why? Intimacy without commitment is getting to be the norm. Exactly. When it's easy access for a lot of men, they don't have to promise to marry, promise to have kids, promise to honor and obey and cherish and all the other crazy things you say in marriage vows. They just say, hey, I can swipe on Tinder. Many of them can. Others can say, I can swipe on this site to look for a professional. That's really the number one thing guys look for from a woman is intimacy. Can they look for money from a woman? No, because the guy really needs to kind of be the provider in every relationship still. Can guys look for friendship? Yeah, but they can find that in men. Can they look for companionship? Yeah, they can find that in men or a dog. Really, guys are just looking for the bedroom. I mean, that's what a lot of guys look for. So when they can get that without making any promises, they're going to do it. Women are less feminine than ever before. Men naturally want to wear the pants in a relationship, but feminism has taught women that fighting for their rights in a marriage and getting their way all the time is the way it's supposed to be. Automation has eased traditional wifey tasks so that men can do them without help. That is an insult. Automation has eased traditionally wifely tasks so that men can do them without help. That is an insult. We can do them without help either way. They say here, TV dinners. What is this, 1980, 1970s? When are TV dinners? I mean, who does that anymore? Takeout, that's the popular way. And restaurant meals have replaced a great majority of the kitchen cooking from scratch women used to do us at home as housewives. In addition, washers and dryers let anyone clean and dry their clothes with ease. I got news for you. prepared lifestyle, you idiots. Men can cook too, without microwaves. Shocking, I know, but some of us actually have. I have a box of recipes that were given from my grandmother to my mother and my mother to me. I have a box of recipes and I use them. And I'm not, it's not mom's cooking because I'm the one cooking it, but it tastes like mom's cooking. And while it's not the same, it's still really good. I cook it from scratch, so don't give me that crap. And also, men can wash dishes in a sink without a dishwasher. I know it's crazy. I know it's crazy, but we can. It's not automation. It's that men are living their lives single for extremely long times, if not forever, and we learn how to do these things. Now, how many men do I know that do their own dishes and their own laundry? Just about all of them that aren't married. And if they're married, they're probably doing it 50% of the time. How many women do I know that change their own flat tire on their car or mow their own lawns? Zero. None. So I would go to say that men have this stuff down where women need to learn a little bit more around the house. With a 50% chance of divorce, men can get screwed for life with paying alimony or for the next 18 years child support, even if it's not their kid in some cases. What can women do to reverse the trend of men not wanting to marry? Women need to shun premarital intimacy. I agree with this. You come to the table and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm 26. I've had two long-term boyfriends. And this is my opinion. I know some of you guys disagree. But if a woman says, hey, I had two, three long-term relationships, they didn't work out, and we end up getting along well together, and hypothetically, we're going to get married, I can accept that. Some guys can, some guys can't. Some guys don't care at all. They could say she could have 100 partners, I don't care. That's fine. But women today are showing up at 35 and saying, yeah, you know, I've been with lots and lots and lots and lots of guys, but now I want something serious. And my fun days, I'm done with the fun. Oh, joy. So your fun days are, I missed all the fun days, and now you want to come down and settle with me and have kids. No, pass. Women should embrace feminine behaviors once again. Agreed. This means no yelling or cursing just for the heck of it, especially not in public. This means crossing your legs, wearing skirts, smiling, flirting, flirting to get your way, being polite, and using your feminine charms to your advantage. Doesn't that sound so much easier than having to argue and fight your way through a relationship? It is. Women should take up cooking again. For me, that's not a big deal. I mean, if a woman's an amazing cook, great, but I'm an amazing cook too, like I said. Gratitude and grace brings out the hero. And this, they get into this, well, if you're a grace and you're sweet and you're feminine men, you'll bring out the hero in men and they will protect you and they're good for you and buzz off. You lost that. That's done. Men are not going to be heroes for anyone. And then the last article, and this was written by a guy that calls himself Wintry Knight, but he says more and more women are asking why they can't find a good man to marry. And he has an interesting point here, and it says, in the last few months I've met five different, and they're talking about Christian women, but I think this would relate to women as a whole. In the last few months I've met five different Christian women in their 30s who asked me the same question. Where have all the good men who want to marry me, where they've gone? Again, they're in their 30s now. See, I had all my fun in my 20s. My crazy 20s are past me. Now I'm ready to settle down in my 30s. That's not when men traditionally want to get married. Men want younger brides. Men that want to get married are probably late 20s, young 30s, wanting to marry a young 20-something. The 30-year-old women are not going to be dating 30-year-old men. 30-year-old men are dating 20-year-old women. 30-year-old women are going to end up being with 40-year-old men. 40-year-old men usually have either been divorced or they've been single for a very long time and have learned to love it. And they don't want to all of a sudden start a family with a 30-year-old woman. Christian men's rights blogger Dalrock had two different posts where he described the answer to women to this question. He said, here's the first post from Dalrock that concisely illustrates the problem. As I write in a very long session, feminists don't want to waste a day more of their youth and fertility on their husbands than absolutely necessary. As if to prove this very point, the 30-year-old Mona Chalabi writes in the New York Times, I want my 2.3 bonus years. So this is from a writer in the New York Times, Mona. She says, if I could prolong my time as a young adult by, say, 2.3 years, here's the list of things I would like to do. Go to more parties, preferably wild parties that I can think about later years as at mild parties. Have more romantic partners. So if she could extend her youth, she would sleep with more guys. Get a bit higher up on the career ladder a bit early on. That would probably boost my earnings, giving me more financial security. I could use that money to go to more parties, get a membership to a fancy gym, and maybe even meet a romantic partner on the ab machines. To drive the message home, the image at the top of the article is a cartoon of a resentful chalabi giving her future husband the side eye for her lost years of sampling other men. And this is where we're at. So I think, you know, over time, men have learned, men are learning, men are continuing to learn. The bachelor lifestyle is not bad. If I need the one thing that I can't get provided by anything else in this world, I'll hit Tinder and I'm a good looking guy so I can get some action, or I'll maybe go see a pro, or I'll just forego that altogether because it's really not that big a deal. I mean, it's, if you've never had it, it sounds like the most fascinating thing in the world. But after you've been in the dating world and you've had many partners, it's pretty awesome for anywhere between 15 minutes and 30 minutes when you have access to it. But as the relationship goes on, the access to that becomes less. And the more you have to do to have access to it becomes more. In the end, it almost always ends up, not worth the effort you need to jump through and go through just to have access to the bedroom fun. And that's why guys, I think, are getting smarter and smarter, realizing, hey, you know what? I know you bring that to the table and you're a cool person and everything, but I'm just not going to go through all the hoops and do everything that I used to do or men used to do in the past just to keep you around. So there you go. Men are winning. Men are getting smart. Men are walking away from marriage. The divorce rate's going down, but the marriage rate's gone way down, the lowest in history. And if my prediction holds true, I think it will continue to go down because these new laws that come out that put down men, that shame men, that say men are bad, and men just go, forget it. We're not going to fight back, or we're not going to have parades and marches and get in your face. We're just going to say, all right, fine, I'll do my own thing. I'll be happy on my own. I'll do my own thing. I'll have a great group of guy friends. We'll go ride motorcycle. We'll go shoot pool. We'll go to the pub. We'll go fishing, whatever, you know, you enjoy doing. I'll do that with my guy friends. And I'll look at some spicy stuff on the internet whenever I'm in the mood every couple of days. And I'll call it quits. And I'll enjoy every dime to myself. And I'll live the bachelor lifestyle. And I think that's what they're doing. So it's a win for men. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos. And that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, men are learning. And until women bring more to the table, and I'm not talking about more money or more attitude or more better job. I'm talking about till women bring their youth and their femininity and their beauty and their kindness and their being a girl or a young woman to the table, men are not interested.